Hey there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. We are going to be talking about 10 skills that will turn you into a real long-haul entrepreneur. When I say long-haul, the words long-haul trucker, like someone who's in it for that full ride. You're not here just to make a quick buck and exit. You are building a business that will stand the test of time. So if that is you, then definitely hang tight. I want to make sure that you know that this is specific. These skills that I'm going to share today are specific to the experience of being an online entrepreneur. I think most businesses have an online aspect to them, but if you have created your business to exist solely online, and you know what I mean, you're creating the content, you're on social media, you're building maybe online courses and online offerings, you are all online, okay? Then these will really apply to you. However, I do want to say that they'll apply to anybody who has a business as well, because most of these are not unique to our little world on the internet. So let's dive in, okay? First of all, the first skill is one that is near and dear to my heart because it's what I've spent most of my professional life doing, and that is managing and producing projects, okay? Offline, as many of you know, I started in visual effects, animation, as a VFX producer, and then have transcended that and brought those same skills online. And I've spent many years in the trenches of launches with different levels of entrepreneurs and teaching people how to launch. So the thing about, you don't have to have all those skills, by the way, in order to run a business successfully. You can simply be someone who knows how to put a plan in place, no matter what it is that you're doing in your business, whether it's starting a podcast, whether it's deciding to do a launch of a product or creating a new course or whatever the thing that you're planning on doing that takes more than one step, you need to know how to create a cohesive plan. In addition to that, you need to understand how much time those tasks take, and that comes with experience, that comes with it. Comes with the territory, really, as you're building your skill. Also, being able to prioritize your work. That is something that also comes through practice, which is something that you do as you're learning a new skill. And most importantly, it's being able to complete work, to get across that finish line. Something that I've often said, and this is back in the day when I was at a film school, and I remember seeing this guy finish his film, get into film festivals and everything. Now, was it the best film? No, it wasn't. But you know what? It was better than the film that other person did that was an amazing script, but he never did it. Okay? But he never completed it. So you just have to get across the finish line. You don't have to be first. You don't have to be second, but you do have to get across that line. And being able to finish and call something done is actually a challenge. Even after all these years, like, you might have a reason, a really good reason, to not want to finish something, to say, oh, that video doesn't look good, or the sound is off, or the content isn't right, or I hate that image of me, whatever the case is. And one of the things that I brought in from the visual effects industry is actually the term CBB. This is something we label shots that, yes, if somebody spent maybe another half a day on something, it would improve it big time. However, it wasn't initially in the schedule. So if we do that, it's going to put something else at risk that maybe does need to be done and hasn't been started. So you need to know when to call things done. So if you ever have a difficulty or any difficulty with that, just say CBB. This could be better. I'm going to put it off to the side. Wow. I'm going to put it off to the side, and then I'm going to come back if and when I have time at the end of all the other tasks that I need to do. Really, I think one of the best things to do for learning project management is a set short to-do list to begin with so that you can get into the habit of knowing how to get things done. Sometimes that's the deal. Like, we put all these things on our list, and of course we're not going to get to them. Even I have to, after being away from business for a while, if I come back, I have to literally choose one thing, my top one. And then maybe the next day, it'll be the top two and maybe the top three by the next week. But practice by, like, bringing in small increments of things that you want to get done and then just increase them slowly over time. Okay, your next skill I'm afraid to move my hands because it's definitely doing this. Okay, we're just going to keep on going. All right, the next thing, the next skill is technology. It should not come as a surprise that knowing your technology, knowing the tools that you've got, knowing the tools that you use, and knowing how to use them is important. Yes, you can hire someone, but before you hire someone, you got to know what you're hiring someone for. And you can waste a lot of money simply by just hiring someone to come in just because you don't know how to use it. I think every tool that you have, you owe it to yourself and to your wallet to know at least a base level of what the software or the platform or the tool can do. Okay? So choose the easiest tools for you. That's an important thing. Choose the easiest tools for you. Just because someone else isn't using it or they recommend something else, it doesn't mean you need to be using that, okay? Yes, ConvertKit is amazing, but maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you just want to use a MailChimp, or maybe ConvertKit is exactly what you want to use and not ActiveCampaign or not Infusionsoft. You can just waste so much time with tools that are too difficult for you where you are right now. Okay, learning how to use them, learning how to integrate them, and then asking the right questions like, does it do this? Can I do this with that? And learning new things along the way that you might want to do with it, right? So I'm thinking, of course, about Descript. And Descript has been a great tool because I went in knowing about two or three features that I wanted to use, right? And then as I got in there, a friend of mine and I tossed back and forth, did you know you could do this in there? And I'm like, no, I did not know. So it's important to just start with like a couple things. Can it do this? How do I do this? You know, Infusionsoft, and I'm sorry I'm calling Infusionsoft out. I know it's called something different now, but back in the day when I first used it, it was very complex. So, and it is a complex tool to use. It's not a beginner's tool. And I would just focus and stay focused on what I needed to use it for. So I'm like, how do I build an email that's going to be sent out? Like, how do I create a template for the newsletter? How do I do this? So be very specific about why you're using each tool, okay? Now, one thing I want to say about technology especially, and this is because I've just worked with so many people over the years, and one woman comes to mind who, I swear, we would do Fearless Launching every 6 months, and she would come in with the same exact challenge. Well, I hired this person, but then it didn't work out. And this tool isn't talking to this tool. And after 2 years, you're like, are you going to realize that those tools don't work for you? And I didn't want to be harsh on her, but I did recommend that she used Kajabi because Kajabi is one of those tools that everything is all there. I know, like I say two things. I say stick with the tools you've got, learn those. They likely work. And if the tools don't work, switch up the tools, right? So you have to be the one to make that call, not me. But if you've got everything else, and yet if you look at your tools in the mirror, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I think it might be my tools that are holding me back, then try to figure out what would make things easier for you. And sometimes that all-in-one system will do that. Okay. Number three, this is kind of another obvious one, and it's relevant to all businesses, and that is the ability to research. Now, research in terms of three different areas specifically. So first of all, your industry, knowledge of your industry, trends, etc., knowledge of your customers, who are they, who do they buy from, what kind of solutions are they looking for, what kind of solutions have they actually paid for, and then also you. Where do you fit into this industry? Where do you want to fit into this industry? How do you want to be seen among your peers? You might look at them as people who are like way far above you, but where do you want to fit in the landscape of whatever it is that you're teaching or doing or coaching or offering? So again, start asking those questions. This is so important for every aspect of your business. Is understanding these three aspects and the play, how it all plays together. And I think that we, again, this is a huge generalization, but I do think that we sit in our basements or in our bedroom with our guitar in the corner, and then we're like coming up with all of our things, not really thinking that this is a giant industry. All right, number four is confidence. Confidence is a skill. It's something you practice. It's not necessarily something that's born right out of the gate. What is born is your ability to just do things without thinking, is someone looking at me? Is someone judging me? All of that. Confidence is just a skill that allows you to step into whatever you need to do, show up, shoot the video, record the podcast, release the product, knowing that you're probably going to maybe not feel good on a specific day. You're not going to want to do it because of some other reason, or you're just stressed or whatever. Confidence is just going through whatever it is that might be your reason for not doing it. And it starts really with small steps, just like with your productivity, just like with your ability to get things done. Do one thing every day that maybe you don't feel like doing, but you can step into and you can move through. Okay, number five skill. I'm trying to rush here, but number five is copywriting. And this is the meat and potatoes of your business. You need copywriting as a skill. It doesn't matter if you have the budget to hire a copywriter, but you need to understand copywriting. And then maybe, yes, eventually you will hand that off to someone else, but it is important to be building that skill always. And copywriting isn't like other skills, where the more you work out, the better, the stronger you get necessarily, or the more you journal, the better you're at journaling. Copywriting actually does require some specific knowledge of how to use conversion language, different types of language, when to use it, and then you can practice. It's not just something out of the gate that you can be like, okay, I'm going to get better at meditation just by sitting down and closing my eyes and doing it. You have to have some skin in the game on this one. And so I'm not saying you have to go out and buy all the copywriting courses, but there are books, there are podcasts, there are tons of blog posts, there are people giving tips on social media, there are videos here on YouTube. And so you need to look for ways to improve your skill on a regular basis. And maybe for you, that's on a monthly basis. You're going to have a little cafe for your, you're going to go to a cafe and you're just going to listen to copywriting courses. Or maybe you're going to say, I'm going to read one book a month about copywriting, or whatever the case is for you. Now, for me, this is one of the top skills that I'm looking to improve. And what I'm doing is going back through a course that I have. I have a couple podcasts. I have a couple books that have been recommended to me and I have read over the years. So those are the things I'm doing in order to pull in some learning into my brain. And then I will then start practicing those things. Okay, next up, number six is communication. So this goes right along with copywriting, but communication is more about the psychology of communication and how to connect with people and how to be willing to connect with people, how to make people feel comfortable, how to build trust, when to say certain things, like if you're just getting to know. And some of this stuff comes from the research of your ideal customer, the person you want to work with. A lot of communication is very personalized, and it has to be, because not everybody wants to be communicated with and will not communicate with you in the same way. So it's just important to, again, there are books. There are so many books on communicating well and communicating, even sales communication, which you might find some of that. There might be some crossover with that with copywriting and the copywriting resources you find. But I say for communication, it is the more that you do, the better. The more that you reach out to your past customers, your subscribers, the people who follow you on social media, the more you interact, the more you know how to communicate and you know what is working in terms of, oh, wow, that got a good response. Response is part of communication, right? So that's number six. Number seven is coaching. Coaching, before I dive into this one, The Coaching Habit is an amazing book, which is a fast read. I actually have it. Oh, it's in my Audible. And I'm going to go through it again. It is definitely something that will remind you that even as business owners, even if you don't say that you're a coach, that you are going to want to be able to guide people, ask people questions, inquire, help them get curious, help them find their answers. Most coaches and most business owners need to do that, because we're not here trying to tell people how to live their lives or build their business. Those are very personal decisions. So the best thing you can do is give them information, but also follow it up with questions to help them figure out how they are going to apply that information. And that's what coaching is. Back as a project manager, someone gave me a book a long time ago about coaching as part of being a project manager and a producer. And it is so true, because you're sitting here, you're like managing, okay, they're almost done with this. This is happening over here. So you are getting things done through other people, which means you have to be able to guide people to get those things done. It's not enough to just say to them, hey, get this done by tomorrow. It's, hey, so how's this task going? Are you having any issues with it? Do you need any support with it? Do you need to speak to so-and-so about it? Or are you good to go? Are you on track? Like, it's about getting them to share with you where they are. And then in that check-in, you're actually saying, get this shiz done. Okay. All right. Consistency is number 8. Yes. I almost don't want to say too much about consistency, except this. Being consistent builds trust, and it doesn't require all the things that a lot of people are telling you. It doesn't require a specific frequency or amount of time that you show up. You have to set that time, and you have to stick to the time that you set. So if it's not 5 days a week, if it's just once a week, or it's once every 2 weeks, or it's once a month, that's when you have to show up. So you get to set when you're going to show up and do something. You're going to publish something. You're going to share something. Now, I was thinking about this week for me, because I had multiple technical issues with this podcast. Then today is Sunday. My podcast is due on Thursdays, last Thursday. This is not for this coming week. This is this week's. So in a way, I know that I broke that trust down a little bit with you, but I'm telling you about it. So hopefully you know that I didn't do it intentionally and I didn't just flake out and say, I'm not doing my podcast this week because I don't feel like it, which actually is fine too. But just know that there can be ramifications for not getting things done when you say you're going to. So by being consistent, you're making a promise to yourself, you're making a promise to your audience, and you can decide how seriously you take that or not. You can definitely change your consistency schedule, and that's going to be up to you, right? So be consistent, but set that for yourself and try to stick to it, okay? Oh gosh, okay, I need to. So the next two are definitely ones that are challenging for many of us, okay? And number 9 is financial management. So when I say financial management, I mean everything from taxes, how much you're withholding, how much you're making every month, what are your expenses, your income streams, what's working, what's not, how can you scale, how much are you spending on ads, like all those things. And it is important to know that on a regular basis. So how can you build this skill? Again, podcasts, books, there's people you can hire. If you have an accountant, talk to them about it. Say, I really want to build my knowledge around all of this because I feel like we're meeting every week or every other week. And I still don't feel like I'm in charge of this situation. I need to know more. So ask them for some resource ideas. Okay. And then you just have to every week, make yourself sit down and just look at the numbers. What happened this week? Did you make sales? Did you not make sales? Where did the sales come from? What did you have to spend money on in the business? Are there any upcoming expenses? You get to decide. Okay. That's all going to be up to you. And then going right along with this is number 10, which is all about watching your data. And I know people who literally freeze up. Like, I've had conversations, and if she's watching this, she'll be like, oh, you're talking about me. But it's not a bad thing. It's very common, I think. And even myself, I have my limit. If someone starts talking about certain things, I might look like I understand, but I'm like, what the hell? I don't know what they're saying. And so you need to be able to just weekly, again, look at your numbers, your subscribers, your followers, your open rates, your click-through rates, which pieces of content on social got the most reach, what were sent out, which things got the most comments, what were the comments. Look at whatever you're putting out there and try to just see how they were received. That's the first layer. Of course, if you are doing a launch or you're sending out webinar invites and things like that, or challenge invite emails, you're going to want to know how many people signed up. What are the emails that really worked well? What are the subject lines that obviously worked better? And same thing with YouTube videos and podcasts. Look at the numbers. So luckily, I have the numbers for YouTube, and also I can look at Libsyn for Libsyn's my podcast host. So I can look at those for podcast numbers on various platforms that things get distributed to as well. But this is something that I even want to document a little bit better and have a process that I go through every single week. No big deal. Just that's what it is. And with both of these, with 9 and 10, finances and data, I think that the biggest aha here for you is that you're going to be able to take action on the information. It's not just simply knowing I have a 3% conversion rate. Okay, what if you had a 5% conversion rate? What would that be? How would that look like? How can we get that? And you asking questions and realizing, wow, if I increase some of these numbers, if I increase this over here, if I increase this here, here's what I can do. So numbers, information, data give you actions that you can take for your business. And it's the difference between having a business and having nothing going on, okay? So those are extremely important skills to build. Okay, so now that we're at the end of this episode, I want you to go back, look through all 10, and just circle the ones you think are the ones that, yeah, I need some help in this area. And then maybe then just choose one that you're going to focus on this month coming up. You know, maybe for the month of May or whatever it is when you're watching this. For the next 3 weeks, you're going to focus on this. Once a week, you're going to do X, Y, and Z. You're going to listen to a podcast. You're going to start a book. You're going to take the course. You're going to do whatever. It's just going to be your learning time. And then you can move on to the next one. And slowly but surely, you will build those skills for yourself and for your business. Like I said, I'm doing copywriting, financial, and data. And wouldn't you know it, the second that I defined those, I was on LinkedIn this week, and there is a Small Business Association virtual summit starting next week. I signed up for it because I saw some of the topics, and I'm like, perfect. These are my skill builders for this week. And I won't necessarily have to watch everything. I can just attend the ones that I want. And that was great. So if you can just set that today for yourself, and then pick one day this week or maybe next weekend where you're going to do something to build that skill. This is what it takes to be a long-term entrepreneur. You don't just suddenly get to a place in your business and then say, oh, I'm good. I know everything. No, you don't. No one does. And I would even challenge, I'm sure if I were sitting here with Marie Forleo and I said, hey, Marie, what are you learning? I'll bet you she has a list of things she's learning right now. Because really, people who are committed for that long-haul trucker life, the long-haul entrepreneurial life, are learning, are never stopping that learning process. Now, does it take over their whole day, their whole business? Of course not, because you got to get stuff done. You got to put things out there. You got to bring in revenue. You got to support your team or yourself or your business. So that's it. That is it. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear what your top kind of skills that you're going to be working on over the next months. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Yes, I'm sitting on my floor. I wasn't going to mention that in here just in case I looked with the video, but I'm okay if the video, whatever happens, okay? So I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you very soon.